A very good afternoon to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is the 5th February 2023, Sunday. So our usual Sunday class starts at 3 and ends at 6 o'clock. So what we do first is normally the puja chanting. So let us now compose our mind, develop the faith, sadha, virya. Then mindfully, we shall commence the puja chanting. Namo Bhansi Sajya Moni Fo. Namo Bhansi Sajya Moni Fo. Namo Bhansi Sajya Moni Fo. Namo Kwansin Pusa. Namo Kwansin Pusa. Namo Kwansin Pusa. Namo Amitofo. Namo Amitofo. Namo Amitofo, Namo Milofo, Namo Milofo, Namo Milofo, Namo Pusien Pusa, Namo Pusien Pusa, Namo Pusien Pusa, Namo Dizangwang Pusa, Namo Dizangwang Pusa, Namo Dizangwang Pusa, Namo Fo Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa, Namo Fo Pusa. Arahang Samma Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho sanghang namami. Namo attassa bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Attassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Attassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Panatipata Viramani Sikha Padang Samadhiyami. Adinadana Viramani Sikha Padang Samadhiyami. Kamesu Michachara Viramani Sikha Padang Samadhiyami. Musavada Viramani Sikha Padang Samadhiyami. Suramiraya Majapamadatana Viramani Sikha Padang Samadhiyami. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Buddha. Buddhang Pujemi. Dhammang Pujemi. Sanghang Puje. A very good afternoon to all Kaimitas. Today we had Adam Tan from Singapore joining us. And also would like to wish all Kaimita A very happy, peaceful, and good Chinese New Year, Zhong Gong Mei. Today is supposed to be Zhong Gong Mei, our last day of Chinese New Year celebration. Just now before the class start, Bo Jing already wished me. So now, my turn to wish all KMITers a happy, peaceful, and good New Year. And tonight, Zhong Gong Mei, you got any function or any people who invite you or you have open house, you can have your celebration with good understanding. As cultivator of the way we understand worldly celebration and events are different. That's why we will have the understanding, and it's not a problem at all. We can integrate into all activity in life. We don't have to like isolate ourselves or separate ourselves. Oh, we are cultivator, other people are not cultivator. No need. Because the form and mind is still a living being within existence, within life. So it can integrate with nature too, with all living beings, not only human beings. And that relationship with the world, with society, with your loved ones, with all beings, can be done. And it's very, very amazingly beautiful when you understand. So today I would like to maybe explain things in a slightly different manner, because Adam Tan is new, we may have to guide him along. So normally after our puja chanting, we will start the meditation. Oh, sorry, today is Sunday. Sunday we have our class first. Okay, so the schedule for Tuesday and Thursday is different. Sunday is we will have our sharing first, then in between about 4:30 or 4:15, we will have our 45 minutes of awareness-based meditation. Maybe later I will explain the meditation. So now we can straight away go into the invocation to the devas. So turn to page 6 of the chanting book. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in the entirety, let the dainties or devas come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta chakavalesu atra gacchantu devata saddhammang muni rajasa sunantu sakamokkadang. Dhamma sabanan kalo ayang badanta. Dhamma sabanan kalo ayang badanta. Dhamma sabanan kalo ayang badanta. Namo atasa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhasa. Namo atasa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhasa. Namo atasa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhasa. Iti peso bhagava arahang samma sambuddho. Vijja charana sampanno Sugato loka vido anuttaro purisa dhamma sarti satta deva manusanam buddho bhagavati. Svakato bhagavata dhammo sanditiko akaliko ehi paseko opanayiko pacyatam veditabho vinohiti. Supatipanno bhagavato savakasango ujupatipanno bhagavato savakasango Nyayapatipanno bhagavato savakkasanggo Samicipatipanno bhagavato savakkasanggo Yadidang chatari purisa yukani Atta purisa pugala Esa bhagavato savakkasanggo Ahuneyo pahuneyo dakkheneyo Anjali karaneyo Anuttarang punyang khetang lokasati Sadhu sadhu Sadhu. And we shall commence our sharing from this book, the 84th lesson of the Six Patriarchs Platform Sutta, chapter 10, the final instruction. We are at page 23. So the previous Sunday, when we had our last class, we actually went through the first 22 pages, which were very beautiful. It was about Huining's unique way of teaching. Because Huining, because of his special unique quality and nature, he was able to understand very deep and very profound teachings. Even though he's an illiterate, he never go to school. But the moment he heard truth, he understand, he penetrate. And his unique cultivation from the past make him very unique. The moment he was born, there were a lot of things that happened according to the Six Patriarch Platform Sutta at the beginning stage we have gone through. There were, I don't know, 2 or 3 monks that came and delivered the name to their parents. Then the parents, I think, were very surprised. Then the mother is very special too. So if you want to know more, you go back and read it up. So after his birth, he lived a very simple life in a rural suburb of China, where he didn't even have any education. Then the father, I think, passed away early. Then the mother was the one that supported him and brought him up. Then in between, he was a very good son, fellow piety, do all the housework. Then chop firewood to sell to one of the I think shop owner who need the firewood. And one day, as he was delivering this firewood, he happened to hear somebody chanting the Diamond Sutta. There were only certain very special phrases that was chanted. When he heard them, like he knew what they are, and there was so much joy and the heart like open up. Then he went and find out who the guy was, the guy that chanted that thing. He don't even know that that was the Diamond Sutta. Then he inquired, he said, "What is it that you are chanting?" Then that person was a cultivator. He actually went to the Fifth Patriarch's monastery, Horen Vassa, the Fifth Patriarch's monastery, to learn all this. Then he said, "This is the Diamond Sutta. How come you are interested? Because normally in rural area, nobody understand all this." "Oh," he said, "I don't know," he said. "When I heard it, my heart like opened up, like I can understand what you chant." So this particular person was very amazed. Then he said, "In that case, you must have great affinity with the Triple Gem." Then they talked further. Then Hui Ning inquired, "Can I know where I can listen to all this and learn all this?" Or then that person who was with him said, "You have to go to this temple of the Fifth Patriarch, which is very far. It's in the northern part of China, whereas he is in the southern part." Then that person who was very impressed by Wang Huining's ability to understand all this gave a suggestion. He said, "Why not?" He said, "If you want to go, I can support you." He said, "I can sponsor your trip and also and give you an introduction letter too, to introduce you to the Fifth Patriarch." Then Huining said, "But I got another problem. My mother need me to take care." So that person was so kind. He said, "Don't worry, don't worry. I will take care of your mother too." That's how he decided to make that trip. And when he was there, the rest is history. He became the chosen one, the sixth patriarch that inherited the robe and the insignia, but from the Fifth Patriarch. And his ability to comprehend Dhamma, to understand the Dhamma, was so unique and so amazing. That's why he was able to come out with his teaching. He actually teach in a very direct manner. We have gone through his three hallmarks. He said the first thing that cultivator of the way must realize is no thought, wu nian. The three hallmarks. The first one is no thought. When you can realize no thought, wu nian, means you have realized your true mind. You are in that state of awareness. That's why to him, that is the beginning of understanding and meditation. That's why now that today we are Adam here, that's why I go through it differently to explain it so that he may understand. So to realize no thought is to realize sati, mindfulness. Where mindfulness is an awareness before the knowing, before the aggregates of mind come in, before the perception, before the memory trigger of the input of content of consciousness. Even the feeling aggregate, they may be there, but they are pure aggregate, non-grasping. So when you are in the state of no thought, even this feeling aggregate or those things or so, will not interfere, will not disturb you, because the mind is tranquil, still, without thought. Without thought means without the aggregates. You will be able to see things as they are without the perception which trigger off the words from memory, from your views, your opinion, your conditioning, your belief system. So all these things does not come in. That's why the state of no thought union is very powerful. Then after that, if you can stabilize that state of mind, which is the mindfulness, the awareness nature within. Once you stabilize it, it becomes the meditative mind that is very stable. This mind can cultivate. This mind can insight into phenomenal and awaken to its three universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, and anatta. Then this mind can also see things as they are with clarity, without words, realize the truth, the reality. When you see things as they are, not in accordance with what your memory perceive, or what your conditioning belief system tell you, then you are seeing things as they are. Means seeing the reality without words, without concept, just that direct seeing, which is completely different from mundane seeing. So that direct seeing is the awakening. So that's why the first hallmark is very important, very powerful. So do not underestimate the power of mindfulness, awareness. So train your mind. After I will explain the awareness-based meditation, the four support that lead to that one, so that those who are new can understand, especially Adam. The rest, I think, they have been with us for quite a while, so they should understand. Then the second hallmark is, after you have that first hallmark developed, stabilized, then after you have awakened through insight, direct seeing and observation to understand who you are, what you are, and how you function as a living being. Means you would have seen the essential Dhamma that the Buddha talked about, everything, including the Paticca-samuppada, or what we call the 12 links, then the Four Noble Truths with three turning, everything will be there very clear. Then you will progress to reach the second stage or the second hallmark of winning. The second hallmark of winning is to realize no mark. No mark. So no mark is very important. Wu xiang. The first is wu nian, then wu xiang. So the first hallmark of no thought, if you have stabilized it and gone beyond, then you progress. Then you can realize no mark. No mark means, as a cultivator of the way, we will know there is no mark of a self cultivating. The one that is cultivating and living life is a form and mind. The five aggregates of form and mind. That one is not a permanent unchanging entity. It's non-self. That one is dependent originating condition arising, causal phenomena. So that is very penetrative. So when you realize through the meditative training, by then you are at least a sotapan, means you have realized non-self or sakayaditi, the self-delusion which is trapping living being and causing living being to grasp, cling and attach, leading to the whole mess of suffering. So with that awakening, you can deduce, when you realize the mark, of no mark means the true mark. When there is no mark of a self-cultivating, then definitely there is also no mark of others. So living being is just for the conditioned world, applicable only to conditioned Dhamma. But when you realize true penetrative Dhamma, which is true emptiness, then you realize he know you, he know me. There is no mark of a self-cultivating, no mark of living beings, others. All this become very clear to the cultivator of the way. Then after that, you will also penetrate the final understanding of no mark of all other thing within the phenomenal world. Even Dhamma don't exist within true emptiness. Those who know the Heart Sutta, they will understand. The Heart Sutta say, in true emptiness, he know you, he know me. No old age, sickness and death, all those things. No Four Noble Truths, no Dhamma, nothing. So everything that we experience within the phenomenal world doesn't exist in ultimate true emptiness. And because of that, finally, we will understand as a cultivator of the way, the form and mind will realize their wisdom, which is connected to our form and mind. That's why that wisdom within our nature is connected. Then the form and mind become different. It's no longer deluded, no more avidya. Then the phenomenal world of consciousness and form has no power over you. That's why you can live life beautifully. Live life to the fullest. You can experience all of the pristine wonder and beauty of life. Then life take a turn, life become meaningful, wonderful, no longer what you used to think or believe. Then all this become like very amazing. That's why in the Heart Sutta, you have gone through it, is mentioned very clearly. Zhen Kong Miao Yu. When you have realized Zhen Kong, which is true emptiness, then life become wonderful. Miao, miao, you, means existence become wonderful. So that understanding is very penetrating, and that is a second hallmark. So you live within the conditioned world, understanding all the conditioned Dhamma. Yes, conditioned Dhamma recognizes relationship. It has this law of karma. It has duality. It has the Four Noble Truths. It has life, existence. It even has the three roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. It even has all the various types of duality that condition suffering or misery. There also sorts of mind states manifest, exist, then you can actually develop the clear understanding of life. That's why you will understand life. Then you will know how to live life. Then you become a blessing to all, not only yourself, your loved one, but to all of living beings, to all of nature, environment, the universe, society. So that's the beauty of the teachings as taught by the Sammāsambuddha, which is within our world system, our this era, is Shakyamuni Buddha. Then the third hallmark is most amazing. But this one, don't worry, you will not reach it so fast unless you have your path, which is very special. Otherwise, this one will take a while. The third hallmark of healing is no dwelling. The mind doesn't dwell. This can only be realized by the living beings if they have that penetrative wisdom, the perfection of wisdom and virtue that lead to their ability to realize that profound, deep, penetrative understanding of true emptiness. Then when that happens, means you must have located the gateway to your nature. And when you locate the gateway to your nature, it will lead to the internal transformation. The internal transformation is the real transformation. That one, whatever yin yang external energy will melt inside your gateway through your heart area to transform into pure energy. And the pure energy is the one that activates and transform your internal nadis and chakras. That is the true internal manifestation. Then during that time, your parasympathetic nerve, your whatever nervous system, the vibration, all become very fine, very different because of the wisdom energy. And the vibration become very, very fine. Then in stages, it will lead to the collapse of your mundane mind. For me, in the year 1989, when this thing happened, I remember it took my nature roughly 9 months for the whole thing to collapse, the mundane mind. And when the mundane mind collapsed, the whole of the nature from within, our true nature, our awareness nature, that one just shine forth. Because after that, like you look at the sky, when the clouds, when all those things that obscure the sun's ray from penetrating, when all those are clear, then you can see the sun's ray coming very bright, very clear, and it's ever radiating. But living being cannot perceive it because during a rainy day the cloud darkens it. Then sometimes you are inside a building or the obstruction that obscure the thing, they are there. And there are a lot of distraction of the senses that prevent you from being sensitive to be aware. So that's why you cannot connect to the awareness nature within. It's just like you cannot see the sun's ray. But it doesn't mean the sun's ray is not shining. Do you understand? You cannot perceive it, you cannot see it, you cannot feel it. It's because it has been obstructed, obscure. So our true nature is the same. When your mundane mind, your thought process, your views, your opinion, your conditioning, what you accumulate in your memory, your belief system, your phobia, your insecurity, your greed, your covetousness, your emotional negativity, your hatred, your fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lament. So all this emotion born of delusion, wrong thought, they prevent you from being aware. Because like I used to explain, if you are a true cultivator, you will understand. As a human being or a living being, we can only do one thing at a time. Either you are completely silent without thought, then you can be aware of the surrounding, aware of what happened within your form and mind, aware of the totality. But the moment you are preoccupied with your thinking or lost in thought or create heedless thinking, then you cannot be aware. Where you can only do one thing at a time. Either you are lost in thought, been healed. Or you are without thought, the way. That's it. So this explanation and analogy is very useful. When you understand this, you will know how to meditate. No need to know, no need to think, no need to do anything. Because the doing, the knowing is always by the thought, through perception, through memory, through all the delusion before you are enlightened. So all these are very clear. So when that thing happens, if it can ever happen to any one of you, my nature will rejoice, Sadhu, then you will definitely fulfill your bodhisattva vow to become a Sammasambuddha. Yeah. So this nature, which is very beautiful, once the mundane mind collapses, it will shine forth. Then that one is not the mundane mind with the delusion anymore. It's connected to the wisdom. It is non-grasping. But because the form and mind is still there, the five aggregates are still there, the only difference is because of the wisdom connected and no one mundane mind to cloud it, you are ever mindful, constantly meditative. Yeah. Then that nature is ever shining. And because of that, that being become different. That being is not like ordinary being. That being can really understand many, many things. And it can be a real blessing to all. So the last part, which is non-dwelling, is that nature that shine forth never dwell because it's non-grasping. It cannot hold, it can know, it can understand, it can use the aggregate of Vedana Sanya Sankara Vinyanam. It can cognize everything with the brain, the memory, everything, but because there is no non-delusion. That's why it will always be in the state of awareness. Your sixth sense has transformed. Yeah? The mind has entered the deep because this nature, Shaivo, is always in the state of awareness. It's no longer with the gross mundane mind. But that one collapsed no more. The energy is too fine. It cannot sustain itself. That's why it collapsed. That's why that nature, Shaivo. And when that nature shine forth, this ever-shining nature, that one is so different, so penetrative, so full of clarity, wisdom, and understanding. And because of that, it never dwell. It is always in the state of specific phenomenal awareness, or if it's silent, quiet, spacious awareness without a center. That is what that third hallmark is. So that third hallmark of non-dwelling is not easy to develop and understand. But don't worry. If you have the parami, sooner or later in the future, it will happen. Yeah? So hopefully with this, I have explained what I need to explain. So today, for serious cultivator and those who have progressed quite advanced, you should listen to this again. Yeah? Then now I will go back to the page 23. I will continue from there. Yeah? So this part is the commentary by Master Xuan Hua. So go up a bit. See, yeah. You see, I just read here. Neither right or wrong, neither dwelling nor departing. All this is from the earlier one coming down. Then I, through my commentaries, I mentioned, do you remember the Heart Sutta? These are the exact description from the Heart Sutta, because this is true emptiness. According to Heart Sutta, it is stated in true emptiness, there is no such thing as what has been described within the conditioned world, or while in the conditioned world. And the above description, for those who don't understand, they may say using their thought process or using their intellect and knowledge. They say, yeah, There is neither any movement nor stillness, but they cannot understand. To them, they think if it is stillness, tranquility, then there is no movement. But they can never understand because that state is the unconditioned. Then they will have this type of idea because this comes from the thought, the intellect, or knowledge. But for those who have penetrated the ultimate truth, realized true emptiness, there is no words, no duality. Even the Dhamma also doesn't exist. That's why there is no such thing as birth, death, sickness, old age and death, and enlightenment. All this pertain to the conditioned world. Even the Four Noble Truths also don't exist because it is the unconditioned. So this part, you may have to develop the understanding. So that was my explanation. Then now you come down to the commentary by Master Shen Hua. Then you will understand where he explains his own way based on his own understanding, which is also not bad. So the commentary by Master Shana said, the Master said, unlike common vulgar, use the word vulgar, worldly folk means unenlightened being. They do not make an emotional display of your feelings. So don't behave like those worldly folks. This is because that final chapter, Huining announced to the disciples, the close one, and the rest later on, that he is going to pass away into Parinibbana soon. Then he said during his Parinibbana, if anyone were to weep or what, then he used the word very strongly, then you are not my disciple. So here's Shen Hua also try to explain to his commentary similar manner. He said, don't behave like those worldly folks. Don't weep tears like rain to irrigate the field. He said, my disciple have to obey me. Now, this is Shen Hua's version. Huining will not say that. If you do such thing, not only are you not my disciple, but you are also contradicting the Buddha Dhamma. That one is very important, contradicting the Buddha Dhamma. Because wu xiang means what? No mark, no reality. He know you, he know me. Everything is dependent, originating condition. What is there to cry, to weep, and all those things? Then Master Shen Hua continued, he said, do not stir up false thinking. Don't fail to put it down. Don't fail to break through it. You must see through it, smash it, and put it down, all down. And this is Shen Hua's way. They like to use the way smash it. Then you can be free. Actually, what you need is to realize it, understand. Then the mind is free. The mind that realizes itself and sees. Then the wisdom that arises through those penetrative awakening free you. Because that wisdom is connected to the form of mind. It means you must not attach to rites and ritual. See? This is the second fetters, the 10 fetters that bind living beings to the world. Don't become emotional because there is no reality. Then he used the word, no mark of a self cultivating, no mark of others, no mark of life, no mark of existence, Dhamma, etc. So these are all very beautiful. If we are not supposed to mourn, sorry for the wrong pronunciation. If we are not supposed to mourn, then what should we do? The disciple wonder. So what do you think you should do? This one is from me, the commentary. During the Buddha's time, it's also It also happened. Do you remember? Venerable Ananda was so sad when he was near Sotapandin. Whereas for those who understand, they will recall the Buddha's word. He who sees me sees the Dhamma. Or he who sees the Dhamma sees me. So work hard on cultivating the Dhamma. That is the highest respect and gratitude one can show to the Buddha. Where he came to this world to share with you the Dhamma. So if you want to be close to him, then you must realize the Dhamma, the truth. The Buddha is the embodiment of wisdom, virtue, and compassion. So if you want to see the Buddha, you must realize his Dhamma. See the truth and cultivate love, compassion, and wisdom, and virtue. This is what you should do. Your respect should be towards the teaching that he has given you. To be worthy of him, you must diligently cultivate to realize and understand his teaching and follow his advice. Then you are close to him. Otherwise, you are far away from him. You can go and partake in the cremation and cry in front of him, but you are still not close to him because you have not realized the true Dhamma, the truth that he has shared with all living beings. Then we continue. Master Shenhua said, recognize your original mind, means Benlai the Mianmu, your true nature. What is it like? It doesn't move and it isn't still. It doesn't come or go. It's not right or wrong, good or bad, black or white, long or short. That's why there is no duality. It doesn't stay and it doesn't leave. It's neither here nor there. Work to see the self nature. Understand your mind. Then you will not have wasted your time. Yeah. So this one is a very powerful message from Hui Ning. Then I commented. So this one that Shenhua mentioned is just a repeat of what Hui Ning said. Then the sutta continued. Because I'm afraid that your confused mind will misunderstand my intention, I will instruct you again so that you may see your true nature. The first hallmark of winning is to realize your true mind, which is to see your true nature, to awaken to your true nature. So this one is especially for you. He is afraid you are still confused. So this was my comment that time I spoke to the kilometers. Then Hui Ning said, after my extinction, meaning Hui Ning's parinibbana, continue to cultivate accordingly, according to what he has instructed, as if I was still around, present. Do you know how you can do that? You must not assume he is still present because it is his nature. And his nature is all the time there, all the time around. So all these great beings, even the Buddha or what, you may think they have parinibbana. But for those who understand, their nature is still within the world, ever radiating for the cultivator of the way. So do not be gullible and take the word literally and go and assume that the six patriarchs is still around. No. That form and mind, that segmented line already gone, parinibbana. But his nature, just like the Buddha has his nature, each and every one of us have our nature. We have our karmic nature, we have our spiritual nature. So all these great beings, they have their spiritual nature. And they are there all the time. Ever present. That's why this understanding is very important. So with that understanding, you will know he didn't die. That's why he said, after my extinction or parinibbana, continue to cultivate accordingly as if he is still around or present. Means his nature is still present. This is true when his nature is still around. Should you disregard my teaching, then even if I were to remain in the world, you would obtain no benefit. So this is very true. So my commentary was in the bracket. Eh? So even if he is still around, if you don't follow his instruction and teaching, it will not benefit you. That's why you remember those Kayamita who progress very fast, especially Pocheng and some of them, they just listen attentively and follow instruction. They don't go and add here, add there, and use their conditioning, belief system, and their old way, habitual tendency, to do thought-based. They don't. They just listen attentively. Follow instruction. Simple, clear instruction. That's it. Don't try to be like, in Hokkien, they say, kei kiang. You go and use your thought and your intellect to interpret and say, cannot be so easy one lah. Where got so easy one? Then simple thing you don't want to follow. Simple, clear instruction you don't want to follow. You want to make it complicated. Then you think it's very exoteric. Then you think you must focus, you must concentrate, you must do this, you must do that. Not understanding the instruction, because you didn't pay attention to what has been explained and taught to you. The actual meditation is very easy. That's why for those who understand, even J. Krishnamurti, he was able to explain to you. Wherever there is a meditator, there is no meditation. Meditator means what? The egoic mind, the sakyatiti, the thought process. When the ego is there, how can you meditate? Awareness cannot arise because that one, the meditator is the thought, and the thought is busy noting, doing, creating more thought. Then how can you be in the state of awareness, silent, to develop the awareness within? To observe, to insight into phenomena, to awaken. You can't. So this is very important. Eh? Then we go on. Eh? He further spoke this verse. You listen. Eh? This is very important. Firm. Do not cultivate the good. High. Do not do evil. Still. Cut off sahasa. So here, according to Xuanhua, move up, vast means the mind unattached. Eh? He is giving you further hint, understanding and instruction. We will move on to the commentary first. Eh? So commentary is by Xuanhua. So Xuanhua's explanation is firm means not moving. Tas means unmoving. Clear, and constantly bright clarity. Eh? Do not cultivate the good. Does not mean that you should not cultivate good. It just means that you should not be attached to the cultivation when you cultivate the good. Don't be like that greedy mind ghost emperor Wu or the Liang dynasty who thought because his egoic mind tell himself, look at all the merits that I have done, my merits. Means he thought he has sponsored a lot of dana, then pay for all the translation, provide accommodation and food for all the monks and the translator and all those things, and even the lay devotees. Build temples, print sutra books, translate the sutta, and many, many more. All these are worldly merits, because when you do without understanding, it becomes tinted merit. Tinted merit is not true merits. So because of that, this Emperor Wu of Liang Dynasty does not understand. So we continue. Hi hi here means happy and cheerful, independent and content from morning to night. Do not do evil does not mean that you can think. I am not attached to doing evil, so it's no problem. Is it attached or not attached? You should not do evil, because the Buddha's advice is all evil has to be avoided. Then he said, what is evil? See? The precepts, killing, stealing, committing sexual misconduct, etc. So Shenhua is talking about the precepts. If you have the understanding, you can look at it differently. This is Shenhua's explanation. Here, do not cultivate good means do not be deluded by cultivating the good according to you, which may not be the true good following nature's law. So don't make the mistake of focusing on merits to do selfish good, because there is always this greed for merit behind the doing. Your action is based on tinted merits with the subtle greed for merits. What was the instruction from Quinning? Realize your self nature or true nature first, means the first hallmark of no thought, and then cultivate the three important hallmarks of his teaching. The first one is no thought. Work towards this one first. How to realize no thought? How to silence your mind? I've already shared with you all the relevant Buddha Dharma. The Buddha said when the five mental hindrances are there, it means you lack the five opposite spiritual faculties. And these mental hindrances will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace and inner calmness and inner awareness to realize your true mind or the silent mind. That's the reason why you cannot be silent and peaceful. You cannot be in the meditative state. Then what are the four support for awareness-based meditation that I have taught you all? The first support is relax. And don't try to know. Don't try to do anything. Because the doing is always by the thought, making the mind active again. So how can you be silent if the thought is active? That's why relax and just allow it to be is the most important step. This is the third way that the Buddha has taught us. Just aware and do not stir the mind. The five way to overcome unwholesome thought is the third way, awareness. Like the block cut analogy, when the block cut goes through the pool of water analogy, if nothing stirs it, the pool of water will be clear. That's why similarly, the silent mind will arise if you just maintain awareness, remain silent and relaxed, and don't try to know and don't try to do anything. Don't try to create any thinking. Then this mind will return to its original state or natural state before the stirring. If you don't stir the mind through your thinking, your fear, your emotion, your mind will become very quiet. If you don't go and introduce things that create projection of thought, projecting your fear, your worry, your anxiety. If you don't recall through memory your fear, your phobia, your insecurity, etc. So when you meditate, just relax, aware. Then everything will slow down and fall into place, and then the silent mind or your true mind or stillness of mind will return and will reappear. This is the real awareness-based meditation. This way is still not the wisdom way as yet, but at least you have realized the true mind, the silent mind, in the state of clarity, stillness, tranquility, without thought. Then to develop the wisdom, which is the fourth way, you need to trace the original factor. And to do this, you must come out to live life. When you come out to live life, you are no longer in the formal meditation, and you are fully engaged in life. You cannot every time when you have problem, you go and sit in silence to train your mind. This is not practical, because you have to live life. So if every time you come out to life, you are no longer peaceful, mindful, aware, then you have to develop the wisdom. Without wisdom, the peace cannot arise. Ability to have the silent mind while in the midst of life is real samadhi. You can trace the origination factor that stir your mind through Dhammanupassana, through cultivating mindfulness of the six internal sense bases and six external sense bases. Yeah. So to do this, you remember, under the Abhijja Sutta, cultivation of the four foundation of mindfulness is step 8. And to go through step 8, you must clear the first 7 steps, especially step 4 and 5. Step 4 is Yoniso Manasikara, initial wisdom. Then step 5 is Sati Sampajana, mindfulness and clear comprehension. Means your daily mindfulness must be very stable. You must have Sati Sampajana. You must have the initial wisdom. Then you must have sense restraint, which is step 6. Then you must have the three way of right conduct, which is step 7. That's why all this must be in place. Then only you can go into the four foundation of mindfulness. And Dhammanupassana is the fourth foundation. First foundation is Kaya Nupassana. The second foundation is mindfulness of feeling, Vedana Nupassana. Third foundation is Chitta, content of consciousness, Chitta Nupassana. The final one is Dhamma, mindfulness of Dhamma, Dhamma Nupassana. So when you are having this ability, means the daily mindfulness very stable, Sati Sampajana very stable, initial wisdom there, then you can do this cultivation. Then I continue. Understand how the external sense data upon contact with their respective sense bases trigger off mental consciousness. Unless your mindfulness is very stable, you cannot see this. You cannot understand all this. Yeah. So this one is talking about the six internal sense bases and the six external sense bases. Then how the mind come in and make contact. Then after contact, what happened? Because without the stability of mindfulness and the initial wisdom, sensitivity of it and the understanding of it, you cannot see all this. Because all this happened too fast. Especially our senses, where we are out into the open in society, in life. Our senses are all active. Our seeing, our hearing, our smell, our taste, our tactile, and our thought process, they are all fully engaged, active. So without a stable mindfulness, how can you see? How can you be aware? How can you understand what is going on? You can't. But when you have the stability of mindfulness and have already done all this, then you can continue to read and develop the understanding. Then I say, see how you input the content of consciousness that caused your mind to stir. This content of consciousness can come in two ways. First way is for those without Dhamma, they will go to the memory. Their memory is full of your accumulated views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, phobia, everything, insecurity, everything. So you act according to that, you will input the wrong content. You are without Dhamma, you will act according to memory. And like Jay Krishnamurti said, acting according to memory is not acting at all. Where that is acting based on your fear, your insecurity, your delusion, your lack of understanding, your belief system. All this is not the correct way to act. You should act according to Dhamma understanding, wisdomly. Yeah. So all this I have explained before. And Jai Krishnamurti also saw it and he understood. That's why he can describe it. Then when you can see all this, how the content of consciousness that caused your mind to stir, then you know your anger, your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your sorrow, your lamentation, your negativity, your mind state, they are dependent originating. They are not intrinsic within your nature. And then when you see this, you awaken. If they are not intrinsic, means I have to straighten my view, not to create this movement. Yeah. That's how Yoniso Manasikara come and prompt you the wisdom, the Dhamma wisdom, the Dhamma understanding. So through all this, when you start to see how the content of consciousness that you input cause your mind to stir and become emotionally negative, that's how you have become deluded. That's how Sankara make your mind agitated. That's how the emotion, the fear, the worry, the anxiety, and all those negativity of mind state comes in. That's why the mind cannot become silent and be still. When you see something, hear something, smell something, taste something, or tactile feel or think of something, you don't know how to handle that sense experience because you don't have wisdom at the moment of sense experience. You lack yoniso manasikara. So what must you do? Because you lack, that's why you stir your mind through like and dislike. The essential desire and you will arise. That's what mental hindrance are all about. So if you were to do it so regularly, then it becomes a habit. It becomes your habitual tendency. It throughout the day, you stir your mind and develop mental hindrance. It will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. Then how can you meditate? How can you be in the meditative state? So if you learn from all this observation and you straighten your view, then the next time when you see something, hear something, smell something, taste something, or feel something, you will not be affected anymore like before. And you can be at peace. So this part I have taught you all. Maybe I will repeat it here. Because when you have the wisdom to see things as they are, means the world is the world. People are just the way they are. Means conditioned like that, things will be like that. This is the reality. Condition already set. It cannot be otherwise. Yeah, everything is dependent originating. So at that moment, all the causes and conditions are reset. That's why the Buddha say, this is the reality, seeing things as they are, suchness. No more doubt, no more question, no more reaction. You can come to terms with the reality. That's why we say thing is just the way it is. Condition like that, things will like that. Then when it comes to the individual or other beings, they are just the way they are, means what? Deluded people do deluded things. Selfish people do selfish things. Ignorant people do ignorant things. That's why we can still accept them for what they are. Then we are at peace. When we are at peace, we have clarity of mind. We do not stir our mind. We do not create duality. We do not react. Then we have the ability to act. Then we act with wisdom, noble evil. That's why the Yoniso Manasikara will promise right view to accept the reality, then right speech, right thought, right speech, and right action, and right livelihood to actually resolve things amicably. Because noble eightfold path is without negativity. So this is how we can develop the wisdom that we straighten our view and not to react anymore, not to be deluded by the phenomenal world of form and consciousness anymore. But ultimately is he no you, he no me, no mark, no reality, not what you think. But you have to understand there is such thing as life existence. There is such thing as the law of karma. That's why you have to do your duty. Right duty is right Dhamma. So when you have this understanding, you become beautiful. That's why the right duty is to not violate the nature's law, especially the law of karma, the law of mind, means karmic law and the paticca samuppada. Then the last one is law of truth, Dhamma, truth, the way things are. So you cannot go against all this. You have to follow what the Buddha had taught us. True learning to see things as they are with wisdom. See, this is what I shared just now. Huh? If I can see things as they are, it means I can understand nature is such. If conditions are like that, things are like that. If I can accept the reality of the moment through wisdom, then I am at peace. Human being is part of nature. And they are just the way they are. When they are deluded, they will do deluded things. That's why greedy people, selfish people, they will do greedy and selfish things. Violent people do violent things. So when I can accept people for what they are, and the world is the world, then there is right view. There is wisdom. For people are just the way they are, and things are just the way they are. The world is the world. It can't be otherwise. So conditioned like that, things will be just like that. So initially, I just accept. The moment I accept, I don't create duality. I don't stir my mind. I don't go and argue with people. I don't try to be right or wrong. Develop the good and the bad. That's how the mind can cease and return to its original state of stillness or silence. And when this wisdom stabilizes at every moment of sense experience, this initial wisdom or yoniso manasikara will be there. And when it is there, feeling will remain as pure feeling. Yeah, it is not like before anymore. It will not stir, it will not react deludedly, it will not create duality. That's how you transform. Some time ago, I think Sister Engby and Adeline asked the question regarding duality before. Do you all remember? Yeah. Then I explained to them this same teaching. This is how you can break free from duality. Okay, we are at page 29. Huh? So we stop here. So today, enough. Huh? The topic is very beautiful. Go back. Huh? And listen to it again. It's like a revision for those who have been with me for quite a while. For Adam, it is useful for you. Where this one is what you need to understand before you can do the meditation. And just because I have covered this, afterwards the meditation, my instruction can be concise and you have to go back and reflect, contemplate and understand it. Otherwise, you have to listen more. Simple instruction. For those who already know how to meditate, you can straight away proceed. For Adam, you listen. There are four support to develop this awareness-based meditation. Remember, the art of listening. Do not allow your knowledge, your memory to come in and interfere. You just listen attentively. Then you can understand. Like I explained just now, the first support is relax. Relax into every mind state that arises. If there is any tightness, tension, or even stress within, relax into it. Means be at ease. In Mandarin is fang song. Fang song Rest, relax. Don't do anything. Don't try to know. Don't try to do. All you're doing is to make the thought active, because the doer is the thought. You can't. You are here to develop awareness-based meditation. Means, develop this ability to relax, leading to the awareness nature within. So the first support is relax. Don't try to know, don't try to do anything. Then the mind will slowly, slowly settle down. And you just have to follow the second support, which is maintain awareness. Aware means just the awareness. Whatever arises within your senses, like your hearing, your smell, your taste, because in a meditative state, normally you close your eye, you will not see anything. But for those who do certain type of concentration, type of meditation before, even when you close your eye, you will see nimitta, or what they call sometimes mental object, mental vision and all those things. So whatever, aware, finish. Aware, finish. Means, don't let it continue. Don't let the thought continue. Whatever you pick up, upon contact, aware, finish. No need to follow. Just aware, aware, aware. Don't do anything. Don't label, no word, nothing. Relax, aware. The third support is maintain this awareness for as long as you can. When you can maintain this awareness, initially, please remember, be patient. If you are not patient, you cannot do. Because this is something very, very new. Without understanding, very few people can do unless it's from their past. So you relax, aware, maintain awareness. This one you have to go through. It need quite a while. Sometimes for those who are lucky, maybe 5-10 minutes, they can see the thing happening. Yeah. But if you have doubt, your thought very active, this can go on for hours. Yeah. It's just like your thought keep on arising. Yeah. But if you can relax and maintain awareness, then all this can happen. Then your true mind can return. But the danger is initially, when you are too comfortable to relax, you fall into sleep. If you are tired, your body is tired, never mind sleep. Yeah. At least better than creating thought. If you can sleep, better sleep. Yeah. And initially, you will hear your snoring. Yeah. Don't worry. When the snoring trigger off, your awareness will come back. Then it will make you aware. Then you continue. Until you can overcome your sleepiness. When you are not tired, your body have enough rest already, then you can maintain the awareness within. Sometime later, when you are very skillful, even when you go into the unconscious, subconscious, and the sleeping mode, your awareness can also go in. That one, I will subdue you. You can do that. It means you're quite good already. It means you have established yourself already. Okay, so try to develop this 3-step first. Relax, aware, maintain awareness to stabilize the mind. To develop the ability to realize the silent mind, the true mind, the awareness nature within. Just do this. For those who already know how to do all this, you can go to the 4th support, which is trust. Trust your nature to meditate. Means relax, maintain awareness, silence everything, and stay around the heart area and let it locate the gateway. But for those who are still not stable, please don't do the 4th step, because you are not ready. If you do it, you are wasting your time. Means you are using your thought to look for it. So just stabilize your awareness first, the first 3 support. Relax into every mind state that arises. Then feel yourself completely at ease, peaceful, quiet, still. Then go through that process to realize the mind, to understand the mind. Then something will happen to your mind. Your mind will go through the transformation once it's able to settle down. Then you will start to understand what I shared earlier on. Because our original state of mind before we become heedless, deluded, is the true mind, the silent mind, which is tranquil, still, without any movement, sankhara, or thought process. Why can't you realize that? It's because we have been heedless, lost in thought for too long. That's why most living beings cannot meditate. The mental hindrances are strong. They didn't cultivate the spiritual faculty. So all these are the understanding. But today, try it out. Okay? I let you all meditate. 45 minutes. You all can slowly, mindfully, come out of the meditation. Then we will continue with our second session, which is meditation reporting, followed by whatever question you may have. If you have any question, you can ask me regarding the meditation or regarding today's topic or even how to apply this particular teaching, the Dhamma, to help you understand life, live life, and solve your whatever worldly problems you can ask. The other one is to share your experience of the cultivation. Any of this, you can just come in.
So I just want you to explain the duality.
Duality. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for your question, Grace. Okay. So when there is this duality, means like the word duality means the opposite. So under the Lao Tzu's teaching, they call it the yin and the yang, yin yang. Under the normal Buddhist teaching, they actually call it the discrimination. Discrimination is fen bie xing. So when you start to discriminate, you create duality. Then the most commonly thought thing about duality is by J. Krishnamurti. J. Krishnamurti also talked about duality. Duality means in life, when we go through life, whatever we do, we are always engaged with the two opposites, right and wrong, good and bad, wholesome and unwholesome, then pleasant and unpleasant feeling or sensation. So duality means our reaction to something. When it's applied to the meditative training or the Dhamma understanding, then normally duality arise through our mental discrimination or our mental's reaction to sense experience. So as a human being, we have our five physical senses. We have the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, and the bodily tactile. These five physical senses can give rise to the five respective consciousness, which means it can make us conscious of what we see, what we hear, what we smell, what we taste, and what we tactile feel. Then the last sense organ is our brain, our memory. So our brain and our memory also can trigger off the thought process, or we call it the mental consciousness. Yeah. So when we perceive something, it's from the brain, the memory. Yeah. Then through what we see, we go to the brain, we retrieve it to our knowledge or our accumulated conditioning, belief system, everything. Then from there, we input the content that trigger the what they call content of consciousness. And this content of consciousness depends on the person who is doing it, like the form and mind. If the form and mind is not enlightened, do not have the wisdom, the Dhamma, and the understanding. So what happens is, they will act according to memory. So when they input the content, means at the moment of seeing, let's say, when you see something, then this content of consciousness that come from the perception of what you see. So sometimes what we see can be anything. It can be a flower, or a scenery, or a person, or just whatever daily perception that we have, means color, shape, and form, external form. So we perceive it. Then if we are a cultivator, something, sometimes when we pay respect to the Buddha, the Triple Gem, then we can perceive the Buddha image, or we can perceive the Kuan Yin image. So all these are the perception or the offering on the altar table. If you are familiar with the thing that you used to perceive, then you, most of the time, you just take it for granted and it does not affect you. Yeah. But if you perceive something that is new, yeah, or something from memory, where the moment you saw that thing or see that thing, at the moment of seeing, it could be somebody whom you have met a long time ago. Then through memory you call, he's a good friend, yeah, or somebody who has helped you before. Then there is joy. Then you try to remember that person's name. Then there is your response, your reaction. But sometimes if it's somebody who have taken advantage of you, bully you, or did certain thing very negative to you, so what happened is the moment you see that person, the memory recall what he has done or she has done towards you. Could be your boss who is unreasonable and all things, or some neighbors or friend that you have an argument before. So what happens is you react to what you see. So that memory, the brain stir, because that is not something that you are happy or comfortable with. So duality will arise, whether your perception is wholesome or unwholesome, whether you like what you see or you don't like what you see, that reaction will create the duality. Yeah. That's why the Buddha called it sensation. He said, when you perceive something or when you feel something, that feeling is actually pure feeling. That's why the Buddha said, in the seeing is only the seeing consciousness. In the hearing, there's only the hearing consciousness. In the smell, taste, tactile, and the thought process, it's just that consciousness, like the physics experiment. Upon contact, the light bulb lights up. The lighting up of the light bulb is like you become conscious. So that is a nature's process, nature's law. There is nobody inside here, the Buddha said. And because of that, when you see something before the perception come in, before the thought come in, before the content of consciousness come in or gets input into it, it's just the pure consciousness. Then, like the Buddha say, at that moment is the direct seeing. You are seeing things as they are. Your mind did not stir. You have no labeling, no concept, no input from the content, no stirring of the mind. But the moment you input your content through your views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, sometimes your fear, your phobia, your like and dislike, all this will create duality. So when duality arises, means you stir your mind. So the Buddha say when you are cultivating mindfulness, you're supposed to be sensitive, to see and observe clearly how you function as a human being. How come certain things make you stir and react negatively? And in fact, in life, most of the time, living beings stir with negative reaction. Only seldom, once a while, when they have no problem in life, when they are happy, peaceful, everything go their way, so there is joy. Then they go for holiday, they travel, then they experience the beautiful scenery, yeah? The good weather, the nice setting, then having a cup of tea, or having their breakfast or whatever. So there is joy. But if you have problem, you will hold on to that problem. And the problem is normally negative. Because when you label it as a problem, means you perceive it in negativity. So that is also a duality. But when you don't have problem, when you like what you experience, that is also the positive aspect of experience, the pleasant experience, the beautiful scenery, all those things. So all this, before you have the Dhamma, the wisdom, the understanding, you will create duality in between the light and this light. Then sometimes when you have that good experience, like the scenery or the thing, the problem with human is after we perceive, we accumulate into memory. So then the next time we go somewhere, we compare, understand, we do measurement. Oh, this one not so nice lah, the scenery. Last time I been to Europe, I saw it so much more beautiful. Then people who like to go to China, then they will describe it their own way. So this is the mundane response to our senses, to what we see, to what we perceive and all. But most of the time, living being, before you become enlightened or before you have the Dhamma, you tend to create duality through your senses. So duality is what the Buddha wants you to be aware of. Whenever you stir your mind, react to sense experience, creating all the duality, what you're supposed to be aware of is that understanding that arises. Like after you see something, you get fearful, you become unhappy, you create the unpleasant feeling. Then you have to develop the wisdom that arises through the observation. Means you come to know how anger come to be, how fear come to be, how you respond to the negative emotion that arise through your seeing, hearing, smell, taste, tactile and thought process. So this is how you learn through direct seeing, direct experience. But because you cannot have the direct seeing, you only through the thought process get yourself entangled with all these things. That's why before you have mindfulness, you cannot learn, you cannot develop the wisdom. You only like normal living being, you act according to memory, you respond according to memory. You keep on stirring your mind. So the Buddha say, if you continuously do that, it become a habit, habitual tendency. So this habitual tendency is, if throughout the day you create the like and dislike, the pleasant and unpleasant sense experience, the duality of mind state, then what happened? These are mental hindrance, the Buddha called. If it's something you like, then you develop sensual pleasure. That sense experience lure you, condition you into liking it, developing the pleasant experience. So that pleasant experience causes you to attach, to cling, to grasp, to hold, to give meaning. Then the next time when you cannot get what you want, you become unhappy, you suffer. Then human being, before you develop the wisdom and have the Dhamma, you tend to cling on to good experience, pleasant experience, good happy experiences. But when you confront the first noble truth reality, the eight reality that trigger our suffering, like birth, old age, sickness and death, separation, when you are with people who you don't like, when you cannot get what you want. Then in short, the Buddha summarizes, when you attach and cling and grasp onto the five aggregate of form and mind, then you suffer, you become miserable, unhappy. Because these are experiences that you don't like. Especially when you go through birth, old age, sickness and death. If normal birth, no complication, then maybe not so bad. But sometimes birth may not be a smooth sailing thing. There can be complication. And because of birth, like some people, they don't have the money or financial support to raise a family. So sometimes the spouse will argue over this thing. One of them may not want to have the baby. And sometimes even if you want, you are married. Then what happens is, there is complication at birth. Then you are facing a dilemma. The doctor may come out and tell you, you have to make a decision. I can only save one, either your wife or your child. That is traumatic. Then sometimes the birth is not smooth sailing. It can be the case where there is breach and all those things. So all these are the realities of life and existence. Then as you go through old age, your senses are failing you. You become more and more weak, and you develop problems that doesn't arise when you are young, when you are a youth or younger. Your eyesight start to fail you, your hearing start to fail you, even your various organs, they start to deteriorate. Then you start to develop sickness, disease. So all this can trigger up pain, can trigger off fear, worry, anxiety. So when you have all this first noble truth reality haunting your problem, then most of the time you cannot be happy, you cannot live life. Your negativity of mind state keep on arising. That's why people develop depression, phobia, intense fear. So all this are realities of life and existence. And these are all the reaction of mind through ignorance, through delusion, when we don't understand. So when this sensual desire and ill will and negative mind state arise, these are wrong thoughts that make you miserable. What are wrong thoughts? Wrong thoughts that trigger your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your sorrow, your lamentation, your evil result, greed, hatred, and delusion, covetousness. then even violence and all those things. So these are all suffering. When you are mindful, sensitive, you observe, you see, you understand. Then you ask yourself, my life, why must I continuously stir my mind and develop negativity of mind state that has the evil roots of greed, hatred and delusion? If I do that, it will condition suffering, misery. And these are all wrong thoughts. So this is not the way to live life. This is not the way to act. Means acting according to memory, which is full of all this negative thing, deluded thing. Then when you start to see all this duality appearing, causing you misery, suffering, then you know these are mainly wrong thoughts, born of the five mental hindrances, like sensual desire and ill will, pleasant and unpleasant reaction to sense experience. The evil roots of greed and hatred is very strong. So this sensual desire and ill will are the first two mental hindrances. They are very powerful. It will prevent the living beings or the human being from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness and inner awareness to develop the meditative mind. And because of that, it makes you heedless. It makes you react. It makes you stir your mind emotionally. So meditation is to develop the awareness to see all this and to see how duality makes you miserable. Give rise to attachment, clinging, grasping through delusion. So after you see, after you understand, you will have to reverse all this through an understanding via straightening your views. Means the way you perceive things, your views, your opinion, your conditioning, your belief system. All this before you have the Dhamma understanding, the Yoni Somanasikara, they are wrong. Born of Sakkayaditi, born of ignorance, born of delusion. So you cannot act according to memory. Then you have to straighten your view to act according to your understanding, which is wisdom, born of Dhamma understanding, born of Dhamma cultivation. That's why you act according to noble eightfold path, born of Dhamma understanding. We are according to the Buddha, the fourth noble truth, which is the cultivation of the noble eightfold path. If you cultivate it, the Buddha said, it will lead to the end of all suffering. So that is the meditation. That is the one that can free your mind, liberate your mind, and bring about transformation. So at the moment of sense experience, this wisdom you have cultivated to the first turning, second turning, and the third turning, it will arise. As we have gone through study, the first turning is after you have listened to the true Dhamma, or the discourse of the Buddha, his teaching, his truth. Then you develop some form of understanding, which we call first turning wisdom, Suttamaya Panya. Then when you reflect on it, contemplate on it, then inquire into it, then you stabilize what you have heard. Then you can assimilate it in this wisdom born of contemplation, reflection, and inquiry is more stable. This is called the second turning wisdom. And this is the one the Buddha called Chintamaya Panya. Wisdom born of constant reflection, contemplation, and inquiry into the truth that the Buddha has taught. Like the first noble truth reality. Why did the Buddha say birth, old age, sickness, and death is suffering? Why did the Buddha say separation from your loved one, prized possession, and things that you hold on to dearly is suffering? Why did the Buddha say when we are with people whom we don't like, can condition suffering? Then why did the Buddha say when things don't go your way, when your expectations in life are not met, when you cannot get what you want, suffering will follow? Then why did the Buddha summarize all of the first Noble Truth Reality, as the final summary is, in short, it is due to one's psychology, self-delusion, that condition one to grasp at the five aggregates of form and mind that I call dukkha or suffering. You inquire, then you reflect, then you contemplate. Then you go through the reflection and contemplation by recalling to your own mind what actually life is all about. How come birth can be suffering? Because we, most of the time, living being, look at the positive side. When normal birth, look forward to the occasion to become parents. Look forward to the occasion to have new moon, full moon, and celebrate then birthday and all those things. Then we think birth is beautiful, is a gift. But when you know how to reflect and contemplate, then you know these are reality that happen to everyone. Then similarly, old age, sickness, and death, we have control, we know. The first noble two reality, we have control, we know. When we contemplate, we start to understand deeper. Then we know. When things don't go our way, when the birth is abnormal, as we age, our senses are failing you. When we cannot get what we want, because we used to be healthy as child, our senses are perfect, we are not born okay or defect. So all this is part and parcel of life. You have to reflect, contemplate, develop the contentment, the wisdom, the understanding, to accept all this reality. Then to transcend them, to go beyond. So this is how we straighten our view. Then like I taught you all, the final wisdom. The world is the world. Yeah, this world is dependent, originating, condition arising. That's why you have to observe through the silent mind, the meditative mind, to understand how we function as a human, how our thought process follow the paticca-samuppada, the dwelling, then how the four noble truths, the three turnings, the first turning, second turning, and the third turning. Third turning is bhavana maya panya, wisdom born of bhavana, the meditative training, the meditation. So all this, after you have developed the mindfulness to be sensitive, to observe, to understand, then you can straighten your view. Then you develop the understanding, like what I say, the conditioned world is such, dependent on condition, thing arise. When condition cease to be, things cease to be. That's why it's impermanent, empty, not a reality. The three universal characteristics are always there. If they are such, then why do you attach? Why do you cling? No reality, no mark of self, no mark of other. So all this understanding, you will understand that it leads you to conclude that the world is the world. Condition like that, things will be like. So I have to accept, to be at peace. Otherwise, I stir my mind, I react, I create duality, I suffer. So this is very important. This is the Dhamma that you're supposed to see and realize and wake up. If you don't want to be in that state of suffering, delusion, heedlessness, then straighten your view, reverse all this. Then people are just the way they are. Violent people do violent things, angry people do angry things, selfish people do selfish things. So the world is the world. They are just the way they are. So we can come to terms with all this reality. And when we see somebody who are selfish, deluded, violent, we do not react and respond. We do not get angry or unhappy. Even people who cheat you, deceive you, do all those things. They are just the way they are. Because that is just the way of deluded beings. Ignorant human being. But the nature's law of karma will take care of all those things. The Buddha already explained to us, we are all born of our karma, heir to our karma conditions, supported by our karma. We are what we are because of our karma. You reap what you sow. Do good because good. Do evil because evil. If you plant the seed of evil, you reap the fruit of evil. You plant the seed of wholesomeness. You reap the fruit of wholesomeness. So these are nature's law. So follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil. Then you take care of karma. Then cultivate noble eightfold path. Yeah? To develop the right view leading to right thought, right speech, right action, right life view, so that everything is wholesome. That's why do good wherever there is condition. Then purify your mind through mindfulness, awareness, to develop all this type of wisdom, so that when you confront the world, the first noble truth reality, you no longer suffer. You are no longer in that state of delusion that constantly trigger of duality and cause delusion. So this is the precise meaning of delusion. Duality, yeah? Conditioned by delusion. So when you have delusion or ignorant avidya, you stir your mind, you react and create duality. And duality is a relative truth, it's not ultimate truth. Ultimate truth is to see things as they are, without words, without concept. That is ultimate truth, the reality. Whereas relative truth are conventional truth that the world believe in, the world hold on to. That's why when we go to school, we are taught what? To be successful in life, you must study hard. You must have good result. Everything is good on. Then when you are successful in your academic career, then you can graduate with a good degree. Again, it's good. Then you can, from there, get a good job, good career, good life. And good career, good life come with good financial support. So that is the concept of the world. Understand? That's why we become a society that is very competitive. Everything is about competition. The moment you go to school, kindergarten, there is competition. The moment you continue your education system, there is competition, there is exam. There is a lot of competition, even sports. And whatever that people do, career, a lot of competition, business. The world is the world of duality. That's why all this, you will start to observe and understand. Then you understand life. Then you understand clearly how to live life. Before you understand life, you cannot live life. So hopefully, Grace, this explanation, which is very detailed, but need a lot of understanding behind. So you listen to it and try to develop the understanding, write it down, then put it into practice. Okay?
Thank you,
Sadhu, yes. We should rejoice because of her question. It led to my explanation. So this is the first time I explain duality in such detail.
Thank you, Brother Tim.
Thank you. Pocheng, yes.
Yes. That was a beautiful question. That condition that provides a condition for Brother Tim to explain. And because today happens that I also have a situation regarding duality that exactly like what you said, you know, Brother Tim. So I may want to take this opportunity to share a bit of my experience. And also because recently I also have some sharing with my sister about what you share on the Avijja Sutta also. Brother Tim, I cannot I mean, I don't say enough of this. This Avijja Sutta is so powerful, Brother Tim.
Powerful. Even he also realized that,
Yes.
After I explain this round, it becomes very, very clear, very penetrative.
It's so beautiful and powerful, that I share with my sister regarding this, you know. This important point that you keep emphasizing, you know, again and again, you know. And if we listen attentively, you know, Wow, I tell you, it really strike you,
Correct.
and you may even have a very significant how you call that direct seeing
Awakening,
experience that
direct
you're
seeing,
awakening, you know. Yeah.
Yes,
So
because
explain.
it's a lot of gem inside there.
Yes.
It's
Yes,
a
yes.
roadmap for cultivation, the 10 step.
Yes. But before I explain before I touch about this Vijaya Sutta, brother, I want to share with you something happened to me this morning, this morning about the sense experience, you know.
Sadhu.
And yes.
Very
See,
good.
okay, what happened is I will explain the beginning part of it first. Okay. What happened was yesterday I had a discussion with my other half that we will have a breakfast celebration for Chinese New Year, you know, last day. So we agreed, so we agreed, and we want to go and have a celebration. And brother, you can hear clearly, because
Yeah,
I'm
very
using.
clear. Yeah,
Okay.
today the connection is very good.
Yeah, because here was raining with thunder earlier on.
Oh,
Yeah,
no
yeah.
problem. Your
Okay.
internet is very good.
Okay. So this morning, because it's a 15 days, so I did a puja, you know, I did a puja.
Sadhu.
So I said I actually explained to my husband that I would do a puja first, a short one, and after that we will go for breakfast. Okay,
Sadhu.
and so we decide actually yesterday we decided where to go and where to eat, what to eat, Yeah, because I was thinking one of his favorite place to eat, So but after my puja, right, he told me he wants to go somewhere else. Okay, so then I said, go somewhere else. But today already quite late already, because it's already 9 plus. I finished my puja 9 plus. I don't really wake up early to do puja, lah. Brother, I just have be natural. I
Yes,
just
be
do,
natural.
yeah.
Just let things
So
be.
correct. So it was 9 plus, and he kind of tell me that he wanted to eat something else, and it's quite far away. So I said, being Sunday, and and this is a 15, Chinese New Year, a lot of people will be celebrating and going there. So I say, maybe not today, I will go with you at another day. Wow, he was so unhappy, brother. It was song, yes. So this sense experience, affected him. And then, brother, if I follow soon, no yoniso manasikara, I tell
Correct,
you, two
that
of us will
argument
be in,
already,
yes, two of us be explosion, you know what I mean?
Sadhu. Very good.
Actually, brother, all this very natural. It's not that I plan to like yan or whatever. It's just natural with the understanding, that being a non-cultivator, will react this way. Just like I did experience in the past, I also had argument because I do not have yoniso manasikara, you know.
That thing didn't come out fast enough
Yes, yes,
properly.
yes, yes,
So
yes. Correct.
initially, cultivator all the way will go through a few trial, a few of these like life experiences. Then you slowly, slowly stabilize the understanding. Then finally, one day you realize cannot really, unless you want to teach somebody or let them understand. Otherwise, you can't. So for normal life experiences or encounter, you can handle very well one.
Yes. Yes. So if I mean I can hear, I can see, I can even sense the reaction, the unhappiness, the misery, the suffering that is intense, brother. That is intense, So I really have compassion, that towards him, that I you know what I do? I say, no lah, this is not that I don't want to go, say things like it's can appease, make him feel peaceful. It's not that I mean, cannot go, it's just that no condition, you know what we do, no condition. I mean, of course, I cannot say
Very
this kind of
good.
word,
Very
brother.
good.
I cannot say this
Because
kind of word because he's not a cultivator.
because
So,
you will realize one thing. When he's not in the cultivation, he don't have sense restraint. That's why he pursed.
Yes,
He reacted.
exactly,
But when you have
exactly.
sense restraint,
Yes.
You are mindful, you are aware
Yes.
of the
Yes.
situation. Like you
Yes.
say, you accept him for what he is, where his son not
Exactly. Yes.
complicated. He is the way he is. So
Yes.
there is
Yes.
nothing right or wrong about him.
Yes. Yes.
Then
Yes.
you
Yes.
know how to maybe explain a bit, say maybe there is no condition today, huh? But you have to be tactful in the sense that he must have a reason for him to react, and so to him it's pretty important than others think. So like I always say, relationship is about give and take. Means you must understand now we are no longer alone to make a decision. It is the married partner, or we call it a spouse. We make the decision together. Means based on consensus, yeah? Sometimes it's give and take. If it's important, whatever that is related to your husband, like his money, his family, or whatever, then he make the decision. We as spouse, we only advise. Understand? Then if it comes to your career, your money, your family side, then you make the decision. Then with this understanding, hopefully he can come to a consensus so that we don't argue that often. Then sometimes if it's involving something that is out of these two, let's say out of these two, which is very rare, like just now you mentioned you want to take breakfast, then agree already, but he must have his reason why he want to change to another place. So we have to understand this one is nothing to do with your career or his money or what, because it is something that happened in life. Understand? So sometimes you will experience all this. You may plan your dinner or your lunch or whatever, or in your case is breakfast. Then suddenly the other partner or spouse has a reason to suggest something else. So when you see that he is a non-cultivator, he respond like that, means he don't have sense restraint. So the awareness inside, the wisdom will let you understand he is the way he is. Then we have to find out why he is so insistent. So sometimes, if it's not because I want to teach the person something, I will agree on. I will say, okay, we go. But sometimes, if it's I want to teach that person something, because they always wanting their way, they suggest that place. So many times already, still want to suggest, though. But if it's something new, normally we don't mind. But sometimes it's because they have this thinking and all those things. So it's to train them. It's to let them understand that you cannot every time want things your way, because relationship is not about a one-sided thing. It's about the family. So sometimes I also consider if my children, my son or my daughter, then we look at the overall. And sometimes I may say something, but most of the time it's with a good intention, to actually help the situation and resolve it. So all this novel evolved thing is wisdom behind, the understanding behind. But cultivator of the way will know. He know you, he know me. Because this is life, understand? No? So life has its own reality. That's why we do our duty. We do what is best for everybody. We try to resolve things amicably. So resolving things amicably is a skill, a wisdom behind. So sometimes we need to develop those tactfully so that over time we like become very good at it. Then we can resolve all things amicably with ease. And that one, I am quite good. I can resolve it very easily. So For your case, I think what you go through is very good. So you can continue now. Sorry, interrupt you or whatever. So finally, after that, what happened?
Yes. So what happened is we I mean I say like I need to because it's not a cultivator, I can understand fully and all. That is the kind of no sense of strain, you know, at the
No
moment
sense, yes. Sense
saying that.
experience, yeah.
So myself being understanding and you know, it just the understanding came and then I just said, okay, we don't have the I mean in my mind, because my brother, he doesn't understand all the terms that we use
Correct,
in Buddhism.
correct.
So I just make it very simple. He said, well, if he doesn't like the place that we agreed yesterday, we can go somewhere else, like within the near location, you know, in the mall that is nearby our housing estate, you know. So I said, we go there and you see, like, you look around, whichever you like, we can go, like, you know, but not going
Sounds
so
good.
far because, you know, he also cannot wait, right? If the food come late and the people are crowded,
Oh,
he will be agitated, my brother
yeah,
Teo.
the
So cannot
impatient
one,
type.
this, this one cannot. In fact, many people, non-cultivators, is like that one, no? Their sense of strain are very
Very
limited one, no?
difficult. Yeah,
Yeah,
very
very
difficult.
limited one, their sense of restraint, so they will
Yeah.
burst one, no? And
Yeah.
get angry, upset for no reason one, you
Yeah,
know what
yeah,
I mean? Yeah. So I said, we go there and then you decide that you do not want that place that we agreed yesterday. So we go and have something else, like,
Ah,
you know.
yes,
So we went there, and then he looked around, and then you know, feel happier, happy. I can see the sun coming already, happier, happier. He can
that's
smile
why.
already. He can smile already, you know, Bharatiya, you know. And
Yeah.
then the funny thing is, Bharatiya, you know what happened? The place that we agreed, huh? It's open, you know. Not open for breakfast, Bharatiya. It has always been our, I mean, his. I mean, our family favorite line, you know, for breakfast, for breakfast before COVID, right? Before COVID. But somehow after COVID, no more breakfast, only lunch only, you know, onwards, you know. Yeah. Oh my God. So we say, wow, luckily I tell him, you can choose any place that you like, you know, in
Ah,
that
that one
mall, you know,
settled the
Bharatiya.
thing
Otherwise, I cannot
in
hit second time, you know,
a way.
Bharatiya, you know what I mean? Wow. The right to use is to choose anything you like in that place, you know, and you don't have to
Very
be that
good,
place
very
that we
good.
agreed yesterday, you know. Wow, I feel so relieved, you know, Bharatiya. Not another bomb, you know. Not
Very
another bomb. So
good,
it's like when we reach there, he look around and see which one he likes, lah. He already have a target he likes. So I see him smiling and happy already. So he settled, then he settled on this one that he liked, lah, you know. Then we eat happily and enjoy the meal. We share the
Oh,
meal
good.
and things like that. You know, after that, he even tell me, you want to go shopping or not, you know. Go and see this one, you know, see whether got any you know what, Bharatiya, I want to go
I
to
know, I
some
know.
place, I go to some
Where he
place
is happy
fast.
already. That's why
Yes.
he now more
More himself
reasonable.
already. Yeah, more
Then
reasonable, more himself.
he start to think of you. You want to go shopping or what?
He said, I go shopping and I want to do some. You see, we plan to go for a holiday and then we need some warm clothing, like, you know, Bradio. Yeah. So some warm clothing. So it's a good time to buy now because now is the sale time for the warm clothing, you know. And I do not have it, is it? I do not have it. So wow, I said, good, go and look for it, like. So we go and look, and then wow, very good. Look, we found a sale even, you know, from
Wow,
130
very
to
good.
79.90, you know. So it's
Very
very
good,
good
very
sale.
good.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And then he bought it at the normal price, and I bought it at the same price, you know,
Wow, sadhu,
because
sadhu.
he wanted it then, you know. Before COVID, lah. Before COVID, lah. That was before COVID. So no sale. This time, I want to buy. I got sale, you know. So everything very happy, lah. Then after that, he even tapao lunch for us, you know.
Oh, sadhu.
Very
Oh,
happy.
good, good.
He asked me to go home first, you know. He got a tapao lunch, you know.
Sadhu. That's why once you have the understanding, the Dhamma, you can resolve it amicably and make it beautiful. Sadhu, very good.
Sadhu, sadhu. So coming back to this Avijja, okay, this story is about the
Avijja
Avijja
Sutta,
Sutta, right? So I was discussing with my sister about this Avijja Sutta, and then your emphasis on this step four and step five. Step
Very
four,
important,
step four is so important, you know. When things happen at the moment of sense experience, you don't have yoniso manasikara habis already. You just fly out of the window, you know, whatever love
Yeah,
you have for your
correct.
family and for your
Because,
sibling, all will fly out of the roof, you know, fly out
correct.
the window, you know.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because
So,
their memory, their views, their opinion, their conditioning, that one come in. That one very aggressive. So the Yoniso Manasikara, you don't have the direct seeing, the awakening, the understanding through the first turning, second turning wisdom. Very difficult to for it to really stabilize and become a part of you. It can only happen when you have contemplated, reflect, and stabilize it. Good. Then for those who have the direct seeing, the third turning, that one will become very stable.
Yes. So Brother Teo, so I kind of do a revision together la, that this is so important, you know, the wise attention on Yoniso Manasikara is
Correct.
so
Wise
important.
attention at the
Yes.
moment of sense experience.
It's not acting according to memories, you know. Yeah, it's not acting according to memory. Then you go
Yes,
back, oh, did I do
it
last
is the
time, you know?
wisdom at
Yeah.
the moment of sense experience. You
Yeah.
have means you have. You
Yeah.
don't have means you don't. It cannot come out one. You don't have. You have, it will prompt you one straight away. Then you know how to act already. Very
Yeah,
good.
so I also emphasize that this, like what Brother said, I mean, this thing come up by itself, like that, you know, it is the first and second turning for those that
Correct.
do not have the third turning. The first and second turning will help them somewhat, la, you know,
Yes, that's why
but
I
of course,
call
the
that
third
the
turning is
initial
better.
wisdom.
Yes,
The initial wisdom.
yes.
Like
So,
sometimes we confront the first noble truth reality, then the initial wisdom come. Like the Buddha asks us to contemplate the five daily contemplation. The first three. This body of ours is of the nature to grow old, get sick, and die. Means it go the way of nature. So we can accept straight away, even before you go into the contemplation. But if you have contemplated into it and know the reality, then it become very stable. Yeah, everybody is subject to this nature's law. The physical body made of element go the way of nature. So we have to accept the reality of birth, old age, sickness, and death. We cannot fight it. Yeah. Where this is the physical body, not us, not the real permanent unchanging entity, which is our nature. So there is no such thing. Even that nature cannot come out and live like there is no Atta inside that. So all this understanding will surface that we can endure. That's why old age, sickness, and death, we can endure. Then we do what we have to do. We have to resolve it, we resolve it. We have to consult doctor, we have to see doctor, we have to find people who can help us recover or develop our Dhamma understanding by asking for forgiveness, then vow not to repeat and invoke power more. We do all this, which is in accordance with the Dhamma way, then that Yoniso Manasikara that arise through this Dhamma understanding can allow you to break free, to like resolve whatever that happened. So a lot of this first noble truth reality can be overcome through wisdom, through Dhamma understanding. So all this, when they surface, they prompt you, then we have the understanding not to react, not to stir, then we don't create negativity or mind state. Then the negative karma from the past got no condition to arise. Karma is such, when it cannot have the condition to arise, then it will reverse itself. All this, the cultivator of the way will come to understand. That's why we know how to break karmic obstruction. We know how to turn the thing around. It's because we have the Dhamma understanding. Otherwise, normal human being cannot. They will suffer. It is not easy. Very good, Sadhu.
Sadhu. Brother Teo, the karmic, so-called negativity really reversed. You can see the
Yes.
energy, dissipated, you know.
Yeah,
No more,
dissipated one. Straight away, dissipated one. And you
dissipated.
feel
And
the thing
yes,
inside that relieved.
you feel the coolness, the
Yeah.
happiness, the
Yes, the
peace, you know,
joy
the
inside.
joy. Yes,
The
yes.
joy inside.
And then the person also will feel the joy and peace,
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and
yeah.
can smile again, you know, Brother
Yeah,
Teo.
Sadhu.
Yeah.
Very
So
good.
this karmic negativity really reverse itself if you do it beautiful like this without any negative mind state in
Correct,
yourself,
correct.
you know. Yeah,
So good.
when you don't have this stirring of the mind, the negative reaction to sense
Yeah.
experience, it's so beautiful, Brother Teo, I tell you, huh?
Yes,
Yeah,
yes.
you must experience it, direct experience,
Yeah,
like you call it
correct
direct seeing,
experience.
then you will be able to understand what I share and what Brother Teo share,
Ah,
lah, you know.
correct,
Yes.
correct. Sadhu.
Sadhu.
Sadhu, sadhu.
So this Yoniso Manasikara number four is so very important, right?
Yes.
But of course, Brother Teo, this one only come if you straighten your view, you know. If you
Yeah,
don't straighten your
correct.
view, cannot
It
happen, you know, Brother
cannot,
Teo. Yeah, it cannot happen. So the
correct.
Dhamma, through Dhamma understanding, that we listen, will straighten our view. If everybody
Yes.
keep on so-called being very stubborn and hold strong to their old
Ah,
views and
rigid,
opinion as a rigid,
stubborn,
cannot one, no, cannot straighten
empty-hooded.
the view. You can
Correct.
listen, but cannot straighten the view because they are so stubborn, so rigid,
Correct.
and they hold
Rigid.
on to all these wrong views, you know. It's like
Correct,
treasure to
correct.
them, you know, Brother Teo. Like
Yes.
treasure to them, which is just knowledge, which is anyway
Yeah.
wrong knowledge also, Brother Teo. So
Very true.
this is
Yes.
so
So good.
important. When you say true Dharma, I mean really true Dharma that you have to straighten. Not just say, I know it's true Dharma, but you never straighten your view, you know.
Yeah.
You're still acting according to your old
Because
views, you know.
they cannot do it because of the atta. They cannot see the anatta. The universal characteristic is not clear to them, not stable. That's why they say only, but they cannot do one. They cannot make it a living reality. Just like what T.K. Chan used to say when he heard the word, the Dhamma, the true Dhamma, can be put into life. Then we can make it a living reality. That part struck him and he realized, wow, he cannot find somebody who can do that. But he himself realized he know the theory, but he cannot do. So all these are very true. When you mention Yoniso Manasikara, the true understanding, you will straighten your view and make it possible in life. Very good, Sadhu.
So, Brother Teo, I really hope all Kayamitas, you know, even my
Yeah.
sister, they will straighten their views through
Yes.
the true Dharma, you know,
That
through the
step
true
four is
Dharma.
very
And
important.
then they can move on to step four,
Five. Because
step
once you
four.
have step four, your mind does not stir and react so much, and you got more moment of peace, more moment of calmness, tranquility, stillness. Then the space between thoughts start to extend. Then you got more and more moment of mindfulness. Because you no longer stir because of your initial wisdom, Yoniso Manasikara. So Sati Sampajana become very easy to do. Then you realize you become mindful most of the time. And most of the time your mind is very quiet. Hardly any Sankara. Initially you got a little bit. Then later on, like no need to think already. Thinking is not necessary. It's just aware, understand, aware, understand. Then the Yoniso Manasikara keep on arising. Then you know what to do. You know how to act. You know how to follow the wisdom way, applying the Noble Eightfold Path. That's why once you start to do that, Sati Sampajana will lead to step 6 and 7, which is sense restraint. So when you have sense restraint, you hardly get emotional, angry, and unhappy. You are always at peace on your accord and flow, and you become very beautiful. Then after that, when your Noble Eightfold Path become more and more developed, then your right thought, right speech, right action become very, very beautiful. Then the three type of right conduct surface. Then that time, most of the time, you are very different. The word you speak, the word you share, people listen, they know you are a Dhamma cultivator, you are with the wisdom, with the understanding of the Dhamma. That's why you can live life, you can be a blessing to all, you can do all this. So, the Avijja Sutta is very beautiful. Sadhu, Bojang.
Sadhu. Brother Teo, this is a very beautiful teaching and
Yeah,
sharing that
sharing,
Brother
yes.
Teo shared for the past few days, you
Yeah,
know, after
yeah,
the Chinese New Year.
yeah. Correct,
In
correct.
fact,
Yes.
because of Brother Teo sharing, right, so I got opportunity to share
Yeah, we should
together with my
also
sister.
thank
Yeah.
Adam because he sent
Yeah.
me the question.
Yes, yes,
Then from
yes.
there, the condition is. Normally, I don't go into such detail because
Yes.
I realize from the way he asked, a lot of things Adam still cannot understand. But he has the parami, he has the condition to actually come into contact with my YouTube sharing, and he has the past affinity to receive certain understanding. That's why he has a glimpse of his past career. But he also got the karmic negativity, which I explained to him. Because when you teach the wrong thing, karmic obstruction come, you cannot see the truth. That's why he find it very difficult to receive my teaching initially. Yeah, later on he called me actually. Then I have to actually tell him clearly that you have to listen. You are not listening because his view, opinion, the conditioning from the memory, he is so strong and he's so eager to ask, but he's not listening. But after that day, I think I advise him to go and go to my website to get the chanting book and the Heart Sutta. I think he starts to understand. And he starts to like go back slowly to develop the understanding before he go into the cultivation. Where I say without the essential Dhamma understanding, you go into the cultivation, you cannot get it right because you don't understand the teaching. And by following people's instruction and using the thought actively doing, you cannot develop awareness based meditation. You cannot develop the direct seeing, the awakening. So indirectly is he is wasting his time. That's why now with all this sharing, I think it's meant to be today one will help him a lot. He will understand it differently. Then before we start, he came in early. So I show him the Heart Sutta book and my daughter sent the link. He already downloaded. So this 84th lesson also there. So all these are like meant to be, huh? That's why I rejoice. Huh? So Adam, salute to you, huh?
Thank you,
Yeah,
Brother Teo.
rejoice.
Thank you.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Brother Teo, maybe we give Adam, Brother Adam some a few minutes to talk before we end.
Can
Yeah.
also, yeah, because
And
it's
then,
getting late already. I
Brother
think
Teo,
another day better.
okay, another. Brother Teo,
Another
I
day
also,
better. Yeah. You
Brother Teo,
summarize,
because,
huh? You summarize, huh?
yeah. Not real. Brother Teo, because of the time limitation, right?
Yeah.
I will not share what I want to share today.
Correct. Next day.
Okay. Yeah,
Next day.
another day
Yeah.
lah, next
Then
week when
Adam
there's
can
condition.
also come in the next
Yeah.
day.
Yeah.
Tuesday,
Okay.
Tuesday.
Yeah. Today's sharing is super good
Yeah,
for
super
Brother Adam, you know,
amazing. Yeah,
especially
beautiful.
because he's a beginner with the awareness-based meditation, huh?
Yeah,
So
he's
this
not
lesson is
familiar
very
with
good.
our type of teaching.
Yes, this awareness-based meditation is super, super amazing and powerful, you know, because I can vouch that because that is what I
Yeah,
experienced, you
what
know, like
you went
amazing.
through,
Yes. Yes, it's
amazingly
amazing and yes.
transform you,
Yeah,
huh?
and powerful, you know, powerful, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Brother Adam, you must make use of the opportunity to learn from Brother Theo, you know, this awareness-based meditation by
Thank you.
following his instruction. Okay?
Yeah.
Yes. So anyway, today's class is very good, you know, because Brother Theo also talked about the awareness-based
Yeah,
meditation, plus also
the
about
duality.
the duality, you know.
And
Yes.
Huining's hallmark.
Yes, and Huining's hallmark, the three hallmark that you summarize it. So it's all very, very good. And Brother Theo, one more thing, huh? I happen to hear this Master Xuan Hua, your teacher. He spoke in Mandarin, in this short mini video, that says, and then it's on the Six Petal Platform Sutra. Can you imagine? So amazing that I happened to watch it yesterday, you know.
Oh,
Okay,
sadhu.
yes. And he say what, no? He tell the disciples, the Angmo disciple, the Western American disciple, you read this book, Six Petal Platform Sutra, you can realize Buddhahood, you know. I mean, it's in Mandarin, Brother Teo,
Correct. True.
in Mandarin, not
Very
English,
true.
yeah.
Yes.
So he said that, no, in Mandarin, no. Yeah, he
Because
don't
the
need other.
six Gayatri Sutta is very unique.
Yeah.
His one is Buddhahood one, really.
Yes, you do not need other book. You know, this book, you have everything you need,
Correct.
to realize Buddhahood. That's why
Correct.
he said in the end, at the end of the, he always say in some Mandarin words, at the end
Yeah,
of the mini
correct.
video,
Yes.
So this is what he said. You know, wow, it struck me. My
That
God,
was very good.
sadhu, you know. And then today we talk about the six platform sutra.
Very good, very good.
Yeah,
So,
thank you, Brother Teo
okay, thank
and
you, thank
Carmen.
you.
Yes.
So we have to end, So we rejoice with all the wholesomeness from today's sharing. I'd like to thank Grace for the good question, Pochen for the good sharing, and also I think Adam Tan for the good condition, and all those who participated for creating the overall condition, for us to have such beautiful sharing today. So let us now rejoice and share merits with all beings, starting with the Devas. Akasatachya Bhumata Devanaka Mahindika Punyantang Anumoditva Chirang Rakkantu Lokasasana Etavata Chamehi Sampadan Punya Sampadan Sabbe Deva Anumodantu Sabbasampati Siddhya Idang Me Nyatinang Hotu Sukhita Hontu Nyatayo Idang Me Nyatinang Hotu Sukhita Hontu Nyatayo Idang Me Nyatinang Hotu Sukhita Hontu Nyatayo Devo Vasatukalena Sasa sampati heto cha heto bhavatu dhammiko aloko raja bhavatu dhammiko imina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo sattang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya sadu Sadhu, sadhu. Okay, you all can now pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Then we end the whole Zoom session. Sadhu to all. Thank you.